All right. Today was my grandmother's yahrzeit. Learning is the lunishama of my grandmother, Menucha Bas Yisrael Zichrona Livracha. We're coming up this week to another Rosh Chodesh, but this Rosh Chodesh is a little different than other Rosh Chodeshim. It's the Adar Rishon. And there's a whole literature from different halachot with Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Some halachot that come to mind are how do you date a star or a ksuba? Do you write Adar Rishon, Adar Stam? Then there's also a question if a boy is a bar mitzvah boy, when does he become a bar mitzvah? If he's born in a Shana Pshuta, and then it's a Shana Muberet, and you have a Yortzeit, the person passed away in a regular year, and now the Yortzeit comes up in a Muberet, when do you do that? But I thought I would talk about a little simpler halakha first, and we'll see how time permits. That is, as I think people are familiar with, there's a custom to say L'chaparat Pasha in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, when it's a Shana Muberet. I think people are familiar with that. So the Mishnah Berura addresses this in Siman Taf Chaf Gimel and Orach Chaim, and he brings down different minhagim. He says, Mishnah Berura says, V'chein yeshem rima l'chaparat pasha. And the Mishnah Berura says, some say l'chaparat pasha all the time, every year, every Musaf Rosh Chodesh. That's the Mishnah Berura, it's the one minhag. V'yeshe enam omrim rak b'shana ibur. Some people only say it in a leap year. Leap year now, and then we say it. V'afil b'shnana ibur, now if it's a leap year, yeshenem omrim oto ela ad klot chodesha ibur, dainu ad achar chodesh adar. Some say it from Rosh Chodesh, from Cheshvan till Adar Sheni, is the way some people do it. He says, u'b'chol eile, and then he says, u'b'chol eile nara nara pashte. So everybody should follow their minhag. That's what the Mishnah Berura brings down. Now, in terms of the different minhagim, it brings down here in the Dirshu Mishnah Berura, he quotes why would we only say Ulchapra Pasha in a leap year? So he quotes from the Eliyahu Rabba, and the Eliyahu Rabba isn't the only one who says this, but it's the most common reason that's given. He says, Shabbatfilazu Yesh, Yubit Lashamat Latova Blabracha. If you look in the Musaf, there are 12 expressions. We say you should give us, Latoba, Labracha, Sasa, Sivcha, whatever. In other words, and they're corresponding to the 12 months of the year. And he says, V'lachen k'neged chodesh ibur, mosif l'shom l'chaparat pasha. Therefore, if you have a leap year, we get another expression. It's l'chaparat pasha, and that would correspond to the additional month. And then, in this is the Sefer Tefila Kilchata, he adds on, he quotes from the Tamei Menhagim, who adds on from the Kuntres Achron. He says that he gives a little bit of twist on it. He says, Kishema Hashana Einu Muberet. We're treating it as a Shana Muberet. But maybe there's a mistake. Maybe it shouldn't be a Shana Muberet. He says, V'nimser sh'ochlem chamis b'pesach. Then it comes out, when we're celebrating Adar Sheni, we're celebrating Purim, we're really reading chametz on Pesach, because that should really be chametz. He says, Alkein mosifin l'chaparat pasha. So he had l'chaparat pasha. Now, he brings down, though, the Chazon Ish, his minhag was to say it just until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and not including Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then he says, but the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ben Ish Chai, they both write, you should say it the whole Yishnada Ibur. They say you should say it, in other words, you should say it through Elul, is the way the Aruch HaShulchan has it. And the same thing with Ben Ish Chai. U'minag nosaf katu ha-makor chayim v'yosef ometz. And then this different minhag, which is from the Makor Chaim, the Yosef Ometz, Sheish L'Omer Rak B'Chodesh Ibur. Only say it in the extra additional month. In the additional extra month. If you say with that reason from the Tamei Menhagim, it makes sense. The additional month, that's the month we're worried about. And then you have L'Chaparat Pasha in that month. All right, let me just touch on a little Nakuda, last point, and then that'll be it. The Gemara learns in Masechet Tanit, the Mishnah says, when the month of Av comes, we reduce our simcha. Then the Gemara quotes a memra from Rav, Rav teaches us that just like in the month of Av, we reduce our simcha, when the month of Adar comes, we increase our simcha. So the difficulty is like this. If you look in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they bring down the first halacha. In other words, Mishnitasab Mimatim Bisimcha, the Rambam has that in his Mishnah Torah, and the Mechaber also has it in Shulchan Aruch. But when it comes to the other halacha, Mishnechtas Adar Marbim Bisimcha, the Rambam doesn't bring that as halacha, and the Mechaber also doesn't bring that as halacha. That's it's like a red flag, like a pregnant, So why should it be that way? So it's different as Beirim would have given, let me see how we're doing. Let me just, I'll just give a reason or two, and I think that'll be it. So one idea is given by the Nimuke Orach Chaim, and it's brought down here in the Morota Daf Yomi as well, but I have the Nimuke Orach Chaim, that's from the Munkach Rebbe. He passed away in 1937. He wants to say like this, that he ends up rejecting this, but he says, maybe you could say like this, that when it comes to Mematin B'Simcha, there are specific things that you're not supposed to do. In other words, you reduce the amount of business, you know, I'll get married, things like that. So there are specific items that you're directed not to do. So when it comes to the Mishnah Torah and it comes to Shulchan Aruch, it's giving us a guide what we should do, what we do and what we don't do. So now I'll tell you what not to do. When it comes to be Mar B'Simcha, there's nothing specific to do to be Mar B'Simcha. In other words, like, you find something nice to do, but there's nothing specific to do. So he says maybe that you would think that that could be the reason. That's why maybe the Mechaber doesn't bring it down. But he ends up rejecting it because he says, if you look at the Rambam, he says that he has ideas where the Rambam says that that you know, he has things that are talui belev. He has things that are talui in a person's emotions, that a person should, you know, be indulgent in Torah, and that's ayelat ahavim b'yalat chayin, and that's like the ultimate, you know, enjoy. So he does have things that are talui not just with action but with emotions. So he rejects that reason. Okay, now there's another reason given by the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer wants to say like this, that there's a sugya what the Gemara says ein mazal li Yisrael. In other words, the goyim have a mazal. In other words, like, you know, in common parlance, we say like luck, but it means that, like, their fortune is, you know, in the stars. Like, they have a mazal. Ain mazal. The Jewish people don't have a mazal. So he wants to say, the Chasam Sofer does, that maybe when it comes to the goyim, they have a bad mazal in the month of Av. Or when it comes to So when it comes to the goyim, they have a good mazel in the month of Av. So the goyim have a good mazel in the month of Av. So there we gotta watch out. But the Jews, we don't have a mazel. In other words, so there's no reason that we could definitely say that we'd be Mishav Mishameach with Adar. In other words, Ein Mazal Yisrael. Okay, I got to wrap it up at this point in time. But B'li Neder, maybe in the future weeks we'll talk about other dinim with Shminach Nas Adar Marvim Simcha. Okay, Rabbi Hanan, Rasa, Kosel, Tichach, Rabban, Sultan, Yadir.